Forget farm to table. A new pilot program in Delaware is taking oyster shells from table to bay. WHYY's Mark Eichmann has more on a plan to use recycled shells as a living shoreline and new oyster habitat.
Every week, Ken Williamson travels to seafood restaurants in northern Delaware collecting trash cans filled with used oyster shells.
The winter, especially January, February, they get a little lighter. But summer months, sometimes they'll all be full.
He takes the shells to an empty lot on the east side of Wilmington and lays them out in the sun to dry.
Yeah, it gets pretty potent. It really does.
Since 2016, the Partnership for the Delaware Estuary has used the shells to reinforce 1,300 feet of shoreline along the Delaware Bay in Delaware, Pennsylvania, and New Jersey. Some of the 36 tons of shells the group collects every year are also used to create new oyster reefs.
The oyster reef is like the coral reef of the north. They are the structural species that build these reefs that tons of other things live in them.
Sarah Babulis is a habitat project specialist at the partnership.
The structure then provides protection to our shorelines as well, natural protection. When we put the shell back in the water, we're creating these reefs that then protect us from a resiliency standpoint against big storms.
Now the group has partnered with George & Sons Seafood Market in Hockessin to collect shells from individuals, too. One of George's sons, Tyler Esterling, says they sell more than 5,000 oysters in a normal week, maybe twice that many during special events.
Most of our oyster sales are at the bar, but people are starting to take them home and shuck them themselves. And every time I sell people in-shell oysters, I tell them, make sure you bring the shells back. So it's working good.
He said customers are happy to learn they can contribute to keeping the oyster population sustainable.
Oysters are great for the water, so they're digging it.
Customers don't have to do anything special to prepare the oyster shells for recycling. Just drop them off in the plastic containers behind the market.
They don't need to be cleaned. You don't need to wash them. We bring them here all gunky, and the bugs and the bacteria and who knows what else cleans them all up.
To encourage more people to use the new bins, the partnership is encouraging recyclers to take a selfie, or rather a shelfie, with an oyster recycling bin. Those who post their pictures on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter with the hashtag PDEShelfie will be eligible for a drawing for free food at restaurants that participate in the recycling program.
Really good interconnection between everyone involved in this program, so we're really excited about it, and hopefully get people out there recycling their oyster shells.
Depending on the success of the pilot test at George & Sons, PDE hopes to add more drop-off sites for the public. From the Delaware desk, Mark Eichmann, WHYY News.